We are I. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and she's a high-performing individual in all categories of her life. You know, she's high-performing at work. You know, she's a black belt in karate, high-performer in the gym, and just high-performer in general. One of those people that will continually and always go above and beyond, do excellent work, do life to the fullest. And we were talking about one of the age old kind of, business sayings that, systems are there to be able to make good people average and average people good, which is terrible because she was talking about performance penalization at work. It's kind of what's happening, at her work right now. And I'm like, you see that all the time, and you see that in sports all the time. But the one thing about in sports is, you may be, air quotes, penalized for your performance, theoretically, and you might have to, air quotes, carry the team. But there's also a part of all those people that enjoy that because at the end of the day, they are compensated for it. And that's kind of the whole point behind this. Like, do you feel that your compensation package in life, not just monetarily, but do you feel like your compensation package in life equates the amount of effort that you put into life? Because in sports, you see it. This is why you see, and obviously it's extremely absurd now, but it's the reason why that you see, 20 million a year contracts, $500 million contracts in baseball, sponsorships by, Nike, Mercedes, Rolex, all this kind of stuff. The reason why that, outperformers get free shit all the time. Why they get treated like gold. You look at this. What's the brand around LeBron James? King James. That's the brand. King James. So that's his status. That's his compensation package in life. Because when he walks around, he's achieved royalty-like status, if not more. And I don't think there's any denying that or, any refuting that. Like, it's clearly obvious that, LeBron James has the status, let's call it even roughly the finances. Obviously not totally, but close. He may not have the generational depth, but in every other capacity, he is a king. Modern day king. And again, this is his compensation package. But there's a lot of other areas of life where your compensation package does not equate that. Does not equate the effort that you put in. Because you get hired for a job or you have a job and, whether or not that you outperform or not, you can see an equivalent counterpart get the same compensation package. And more likely than not, that if you're a high performer, you're continually putting yourself out there, which then you get into this burning the candle at both ends, but it also feeds your soul. But then there's a part of you that has to lie to say I really enjoy, doing this. And there's a very big part of you that may enjoy doing it, but you would enjoy doing it more if you felt like you were being adequately compensated for the effort that you were putting in and the things that you were willing to be able to do in life. And there's no refuting that. And there's a clear fucking difference between the people who have performance penalization versus entitlement. Because you see it in the amount of workload that somebody can do, the amount of effort that they put in life, their demeanor. The demeanor of this person, in my mind, when they walk into a room, their demeanor demands some level of respect. You may not know what it is, but you're just like, oh, that person's different. You feel it. When that person walks in the room, everybody knows it because the energy is different of that person. And I'm not talking they walk into a room arrogantly. I'm not talking that they walk into a room, you know, with a fur coat and three diamond encrusted watches on and gigantic fucking sunglasses with a fedora with a huge eagle feather coming out of it. No, I'm not talking about that kind of attention. I'm talking about when this person walks in, you just know. Some people might even call it like, oh, that person has it, air quotes, right? But we also know when the same equivalent person walks in who's entitled, who feels that everything should be given to them, no matter regardless of that they have put in any kind of effort to be able to perfect anything. But they feel entitled to it all. All the positive results of everything. And more likely than not putting in the minimal amount of effort or not even that. And this is where performance penalization comes in, because in the workplace, then you have the high performers carrying these people and the outperformers being penalized for it, especially that if you are in a corporate structure that doesn't have annual bonuses. But then when you look at even that bonus structure, when you're doing performance reviews, what is the percentage? If you took the outperformer, what is the percentage that person is getting versus what the person who feels entitled? Well, is the person who has, you know, extreme performance, they're getting 100% of their bonus, and the person who's entitled gets none? Probably not, because that person who's entitled is going to bitch and whine and complain. So they're probably going to get more than what they deserve. So again, the person, the outperformer, gets penalized. Now, this isn't some sob fucking story, because it's just her and I talking about this. It's just the actual realization of life. It doesn't mean that you are going to find ways to be able to dodge the system, because you can't. It's not baked into the fabric of your being. It's not baked into the fabric of the person you are. You're going to keep outperforming, because that's just, you can't not. It's your code. Your cheat code to life is, I'm just going to do more. Like, when I get up at 3:30 this morning to be able to do everything I need to do in my day, and I know that I will walk back in this door at 8:30 tonight, and I have no qualms about that. I have no qualms about that at all. I enjoy that. It feeds my soul. It makes me who I want to be. Period. That's it. So the question of the day here is, what is your thought around performance penalization? Is it even something that you've heard of before?